Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God, or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ. Youngster, there is only one way to live, and that's by following the Lord Jesus Christ. More about that is coming up. Hello, Faith. It's nice to have you listening. Oh, I like your name. Holly and Lynette, it's good to have you listening, too. And Tiffany, howdy, howdy, howdy. Looking forward to our wonderful We Kids March. Kind of a special one today. Cameron and Paxton and Nelly and Darius and Risa, hello to you kids. Thank you very much for the picture. And speaking of pictures, Hannah, I have this one here from you in the cat sweater. Wonderful. Matthew and Jonathan, thanks for the picture of you guys by the bridge. Mama has you dressed and combed to perfection, huh? Evan and Morgan, thank you for the pictures of you kids. Morgan, I like this one especially of you working on the keyboard of the organ. But what does it sound like, sweet kid? And Evan, welcome to the family of God. It's good to have you as a child of the King. And Peter and Amanda, I have your letter with your pictures at the top, too. Thanks for sending this in. And hello to little Catherine, who is growing along with the best of them. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, during Bible time in a few minutes, we'll learn about Jesus Christ being brought before the religious leaders. And they hear men lie about Jesus. If Jesus is God, why did He let them do this to Him? Keep listening and find out. And today is Hat Day. Looking forward to that. During our wonderful We Kids March, so be prepared with something to cover your noggin, kiddo.
In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth, and it was good. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth, and it was good.
On the first day,
what?
He made the darkness and light. On the second day, He made the sky and water. On the third day, He made the land and food in the trees. On the fourth day, He made the sun and moon and stars. The sixth day, God made the animals, and on that day, God made man, and on the seventh day, God rested.
Great singing to help us get started with We Kids. Thank you so much, Don't It Man. The Bible says in Psalm 148, praise the Lord, praise the Lord from the heavens, praise Him in the heights, praise Him all His angels, praise Him all His hosts, praise Him sun and moon, praise Him all stars of light, praise Him highest heavens and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. Youngster, do you know of anyone else who simply speaks and makes things? Nobody I know can do that. except the Almighty God, and we praise Him.
Well, the ducks go by.
Quack, quack, quack.
God made them.
Things go up, things go down, and the world goes round and around and around and around. And God lives on. Well, He made the birds, He made the bees, He made the flowers and all the trees. Can't you see? He did for you and me. 'Cause the ducks go by,
quack, 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 quack.
Things go up, things go down, and the world goes round and around and around and around. And God lives on. He died for you, He died for me, He died to set His people free from sin. Won't you let Him in? 'Cause the ducks go by,
quack, 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 quack.
Things go up, things go down, and the world goes round and around and around and around. God lives on. 1, 2, 3, 4. He wants to open every door for you if you ask Him to. 'Cause the ducks go by,
quack, 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 quack.
Things go up and things go down, and the world goes round and around and around and around. God lives on.
On and on and on.
Yes, God lives on.
We're talking about the eternal.
And God lives on.
The Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth, He knows about making people, and He knows about life, and He gives it to us freely, lovingly, through His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, speaking about Jesus Christ, that's who today's Bible time is about, based on Mark chapter 14. The people who arrested Jesus led Him to the house of the high priest. All the leading priests, the older Jewish leaders, and the teachers of the law were gathered there. Peter followed far behind and entered the courtyard of the high priest's house. There he sat with the guards, warming himself by the fire. The leading priests and all the Jewish council tried to find something that Jesus had done wrong so that they could kill Him. But the council could find no proof against Him. Many people came and told false things about Him, but all said different things. None of them agreed. Then some men stood up and lied about Jesus. They said, "We heard this man say, 'I will destroy this temple that men made, and 3 days later I will build another temple, a temple not made by men.'" But even the things these men said did not agree. Then the high priest stood before them and said to Jesus, "Aren't you going to answer the charges these men bring against you?" But Jesus said nothing. He did not answer. The high priest asked Jesus another question, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed God?" Jesus answered, "I am. And in the future you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Powerful One, and you will see the Son of Man coming on clouds in the sky." When the high priest heard this, he was very angry. He tore his clothes and said, "We don't need any more witnesses. You all heard Him say these things against God. What do you think?" They all said that Jesus was guilty and should be killed. Youngster, this is a very sad account from the Word of God, but it's true. Here's a good verse to remember from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 6. "All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity, that is, the sin of us all, to fall on Him."
Shepherd, all I want, He makes me down to
Psalm 23 music, beautiful song, Johnny. Thank you so much on We Kids. And that good shepherd, Jesus Christ, also became the slain Lamb of God, the only perfect sacrifice God would accept to take away your sin and my sin. In fact, the sin of the whole world. At the beginning of the program, I asked, if Jesus is God, why did he let them do this to him? It was because of Jesus' great, great love for us, and he proved it by giving his life. A ransom for many, the Bible says, and we can't help but thank him and praise him. Mr. Nick here with We Kids, and now, time for our wonderful We Kids March. And yes, today is Hat Day. Do you have a hat, Jenny? No, you're not too old for this. David? Twin David, I want to see a hat on your noggin, too, and you two can co-lead together ahead of Rebecca and Mike. Oh, is it Rebecca and Michael's turn as co-leaders in this household? I think so, but everybody needs to have a hat on their noggin. Rebecca, Michael, I want you out in front today. Cameron, I'm putting you ahead of Paxton, Nelly, Darius, and Rhea. Cameron, you can do this as March leader. Curtis, you're March leader ahead of Justin, Amber, Heather, and Tiffany in this friendly family. Andrew, are you old enough to lead Sarah and Janelle? You're in. Hannah, I'm making you March leader over here. Well, you told me that you like to march a lot, so you can be March leader in your family. Shelley, I'm putting you ahead of Tilly and Molly. Kristen, you're ahead of Charity, Alexander, and Emily. And Tessa, you're March leader over in this friendly family. Mama, will you follow Tessa, please? Papa, will you follow Tessa, please? Thank you. And speaking of Mama and Papa, will you please help me? Because I can't go through all these names. I'd love to do it, but you know about time. Rules to our wonderful We Kids March. First of all, feet in time with the music. Laura, do you have your hat on backwards? Turn it sideways. That's good enough. Number two, knees up high. Number three, if you're a papa-sized marcher, pop, that hat looks wonderful. Please watch out for the little marchers. And number four, how could I forget? Be sure to watch out for the T-bone players during our wonderful We Kids March. and they're off. Hello, Kristen. Are you leading or following, dear? Charity, good marching. Alexander and Emily, good marching. Hello, Leanne and LaTanya. I'm amazed that you girls could get away from the computer to do this. John Thomas, good marching. Hello, Tilly. Hello, Molly. Supposed to be following Shelley today. Hello, Mark and Jared. Rebecca comes marching through. Evan and Logan and Sarah Grace, good marching, kiddos. Hannah and Adam, good marching over here. Hello, Faith. Hello, Holly. And Lynette comes marching through. Here comes Sierra's grandma. That's what I call a spirited grandma. Go get them, dear lady. Tori comes marching through. Hello, Grace and Anna and Paul. Callie, keep those feet in time with the music. Left, your left. Your left, your right, your left, your right, your left. Hello, Nathan. Leah, keep the knees up. Not quite so high. Listen to the music. Ethan, good marching. Sylvia, good marching. Sarah Ann and Hannah, fourth time around, fifth, sorry. I like Naomi's hat. Now the other Naomi over here, the one with the feathers.
Does that tickle?
To the rear, march! Other direction, Shannon, other direction, Sierra, other direction, Landon. Kara's on top of this thing. Here comes Shannon, Jesse, and Carolyn, and Madeline, and Evelyn. Hello, Heather. Hello, Amber. Curtis, are you leading or what? Keep those feet in time with the music. Here comes Justin and Tiffany marching through. Hello there, Carol. And daughters, Jamie and Lindsay. Good marching. Janelle and Sarah and Andrew. Good marching. Here comes Dylan marching through. John Thomas, ninth time around. Funny circles. Odd patterns you're marching there. Here comes Teresa, Adam, and Michael. Good marching. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. All you kids are great marchers, and you may be seated. Wow, talk about a raft of hats bobbing up and down during the march. Kristen, you can take your hat off, dear.
Countrified music on Wee Kids. John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine. You know who said this? It was Jesus, yes. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. It means you need to be connected. You need to be abiding in. You need to be staying in the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope, I pray that you know him, that you've invited him into your heart to wash it cleaner than clean.
Let all little children
sing it out there, Bill.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Let all the little children.
You tell them, Gary.
Praise the Lord.
No better way.
Let all the little children praise the Lord. Little children love to praise. Praise the Lord.
Which is exactly what we're doing here during We Kids. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, the Bible says in Psalm 34. And let us exalt his name together.
My soul.
What does it mean to magnify the Lord, youngster? It means to praise him, to lift him up, to tell him that we love him. And those words were spoken first by Mary, favored by God and chosen to bear the Savior of the world, who is Jesus Christ. We have been rejoicing in Jesus. And during Bible time today, hearing the truth about how people accused Jesus. A terrible thing. Remember this good verse, Isaiah 53:6? All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity, that is, the sin of us all, to fall on him. Thank God that he was willing to give the life of his own Son, his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can live with him forever. Uh-oh, another one of these little notes here. I don't know if I like these things or not. Mr. Nick, for a quick exit, put on helmet, hop in bucket, and keep your seat belt off. Well, I think the helmet part is a good idea. Let me put this thing on here and strap her up. Until next time, kiddo, remember, God loves you. And let me get in this thing here. And I love you, too. I truly, duly do. Now, I wonder how this thing works. Hey, what's going on here? I'm moving back. Uh-oh.